There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday, and big deal here in the city of Mobile today as the groundbreaking, which, by the way, I've been saying it for decades. If you're an entrepreneur out there, I just bring ideas up. I give you these ideas. You can take them and run with them. Make a mint. I watched them doing the groundbreaking there at the new Airbus A220 facility for Mobile, and they were using the fancy groundbreaking shovels, and I didn't see that they had the hard hats on. But, you know, this idea I've had over the years that we start a store here, a retail store that sells the chrome-plated, you know, for the politicos to do their, because they don't actually do the work. Regular folks like us do the work, but the politicos would have they come out with a chrome-plated shovel to do a groundbreaking, or they do a ribbon cutting, gigantic ribbons, gigantic scissors, or the hard hats they wear to these, or they will have like a big check, right? They're going to get, this check is going to signify the check given to whatever group from whatever government agency, and they have the giant Ed McMahon-like check. Think about this, y'all. Retail store, kind of boutique, that just sells the shovels, the big scissors, the big ribbons, the big checks. Could even do an online catalog. So politicos in cities all over the place, when they want to do groundbreaking or ribbon cuttings, we've got what they need. Got it right, we have it delivered. You want a yellow ribbon? That's fine. You want a blue ribbon? You want a red ribbon? We got that. You want you want one groundbreaking shovel? You want enough for your entire city council? We got that too. Now, I don't have time to open this, but it's a hot idea. Take it and run with it. Just invite me to the grand opening ribbon cutting of the supply store there for politicos. Hey, it is a big deal in honesty today with the 220 facility coming up here for the city of Mobile. Big deal, as the mayor had tweeted this yesterday, and then we'll get to some comments here from the presser that just took place there down at Brooklyn, that with the A220 facility and the 600 jobs, that's the number we've heard, 600 jobs that are supposed to come with this, Mobile will be on a list of the four biggest aircraft manufacturing hubs on the planet. On the planet, which is pretty good. And you'll hear in some of the comments, people act like there hasn't been a whole bunch going on with aeronautics here in the past. I'd say they're kind of missing out there. I mean, you know, Teledyne's been making aircraft engines here a long time. You know that Voyager, that plane that flew around the world? Remember them without refueling? Remember that? Jaeger, Rutan, remember that? Well, they developed that right here in Mobile. Did the engines here. Did the test flights with the engines here. You know, they made the aircraft elsewhere, the engines here, put it together, tested it here. So, yeah, maybe in creating full aircrafts and flying them out, ready to deliver, sure, that's true. But the city has been doing this in the past, decades upon decades upon decades, because of the great facility we have at Brooklyn, courtesy of some forward thinking and a world war that left us with that. But yes, a big deal here for Airbus, and pretty heady stuff that one of four major aircraft manufacturing cities on the planet, and Mobile's on that list. And, you know, just get down to the brass tacks of this, 600 jobs for people right here in our area. It's a big deal. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to check in just a few minutes. Our buddy Bill Riles with News 5. He is down at Brooklyn, and he's gonna hop on the phone and talk to us and kind of walk us through what just happened. Plus, I have some clips from Governor Ivey, Mayor Stimson, think we have a little senatorial action there from Shelby and Jones as well. And we'll get to those clips and talk a little bit more about this Airbus story because, y'all, this is a big deal. Big deal for us. I mean, it's not probably as good of an idea as my shop selling the giant scissors and checks and chrome-plated shovels, but it's all right. It's all right.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:16, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile, Wednesday style. Sure glad you're here. Text line is 343-0106. Heck, it's the phone line, too. And we'll chime in. Big day, as it's official now with the groundbreaking ceremony that went on at Brooklyn. As we now are going to add another facility for Airbus, making the A220. And let's check in here with our buddy and my friend, Bill Riles from News 5, who's been down there watching this and gives us a report from the scene. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, it's been a long morning here for Airbus, Sean. Started early this morning about 8 o'clock. A little media briefing by Jeff Middle. And just to set the scene for you, Airbus had actually brought in, I think, probably just for this event, a lot of journalists from various aviation periodicals, magazines, websites, and whatnot. And, you know, you got the Bloomberg Newses and all of those folks out there, too. On a North American tour, and I believe it kind of culminated here with this groundbreaking. So all of those journalists were here from all around the world, Europe. And so we get an hour worth of briefing from the head of Airbus Americas this morning, first thing, 8 to 9, and then we get another briefing from Tom Enders and company, who's the outgoing chairman of or CEO of Airbus, and then we get the groundbreaking that included fireworks, which was kind of a surprise to both me and my photographer.
If you're just joining us, talking to Bill Riles from News 5 about this groundbreaking today. Now, you know, you said something that's really telling, and I noticed this when I Google Airbus and Airbus to A220, that while it's our backyard thing for us, we know a big deal for us, if somebody will go online and search Airbus 220, of course our local stories are here, but it is page after page of international reports about this plane.
Oh, there's no doubt. This is an international story, at least in the aviation industry. And, you know, you have to consider the two biggest players in the aviation industry. One of them is here, Mobile, and that's Airbus. The other is Boeing. And they're here on the Gulf Coast, too, in, you know, other capacities. But, you know, they're nationwide, worldwide, just as well. So it's a big international story.
And the international part of it is the marketplace where it goes to. But right here at home, the story is the jobs. And two things, I guess. Number one, I heard Enders, the outgoing CEO, and I heard, I think I heard the governor, and I know Mayor Stimson mentioned that with this expansion, Mobile's now one of the four, is this right, one of the four biggest aircraft manufacturers on planet Earth?
That's exactly right. I got a soundbite from the mayor saying exactly that. If you're not, you know, Toulouse or Seattle or Hamburg or, you know, one of those major manufacturing hubs for Airbus, then you're not even in the game. Airbus does have another final assembly line in Shenzhen, China, but it's nothing compared to what we have become here in Mobile.
This is pretty amazing, and we do have a history, obviously, with aircraft, engine manufacturing here and other things, but this is, yeah, absolutely taking it to a new level. And this factory that I guess will need the 600 people to work at it, did they give you a timeline when they thought they'd be opening the doors on that and people be going to work?
Yeah, well, the other day, I can tell you that I believe the final assembly line should be ready to go. I don't want to guess it, but probably early 2020. But what we have learned is, and the question I asked one of the executives today, is that they're actually going to start manufacturing the A220, assembling it, before the A220 assembly line is finished. Now, they won't tell me how they're going to do that. My guess is they will do some retooling on the 320 line and make some components there, and then they're going to finish those airplanes when the assembly line is done. But the question I asked was, is there a sense of urgency because of that to get this assembly line up and running? And there is. And that's because they've got so many darn orders for the A220, both, you know, here domestically and Latin America, too.
Yeah, it was, you know, Bill, watching the feed there on WKRG's Facebook page, watching that and hearing not only the dignitaries from here in Alabama talking about it, and not even just the people from Airbus, but to have customers of Airbus. It's kind of a strange thing to me where you're selling something to them. They are paying you for it. But for some reason, if you're Delta or Moxie Airlines or one of them, you show up to talk to people about how much you like the product. That's a heck of endorsement, or maybe a way to try to get to be first in line to get these planes you need.
Yeah, you know, and at that level, you know, things are all about partnerships. You know, certainly it's sales and customers and that sort of thing, and that's the way they put it. But, you know, they also like to tout around the word partnership. And so we heard from one of the major suppliers, and that is Pratt & Whitney, who supplied the engines for the new engine option for the A320, the NEO. And other engines, they've been working with Airbus for decades. So they are, you know, they're partners. They're not going away. And I don't think, because the airline needs a manufacturer and they need efficient airplanes, and they're going to order, you know, where they think is best. And I do have something very interesting. Now, you and I both know that this all started with the tanker project way back in 2011 when Mobile lost the tanker project to Boeing. The international press is very interested in whether or not Airbus is going to try to hawk their tanker, which is touted as more efficient and just a much better airplane than Boeing's, for the Air Force here in the United States. And there were a lot of questions about that today. So it's got to have me thinking that Airbus is probably thinking in that direction too. I don't know. I don't want to put that out there as.
Well, no, there's been discussion about that, but at the same time, there's the politics of it. I mean, there's a whole other show to do, as I've done in the past, about the politics of Boeing and, you know, how that, when you're looking at the private marketplace, it's one thing, you know, cost are number one, and maybe there's not as many deep connections as there are from the Pentagon out to Seattle. That's just,
yeah,
that's
right. you've got the politics that's going on, too. But Tom Enders made a good point. He says, in every market where we've competed with that, our tanker, we've won. Every country where they've competed with the tanker, they've won, except the U.S.
Look no further than Boeing on that. All right, so this is going to put, I mean, Mobile already on the map. Mobile really in bold ink on the map here going forward as an aircraft manufacturing facility. But the idea is you land the whale, right, Bill? And then here come the other fish. Here come the suppliers. Do we have any numbers on how many people that could be and how many jobs might go with that?
I've got one, and just one good figure, and this is one the governor put out, and I have to assume it probably came from some figures from the Commerce Department as well, but for every one job, and that's 430 initially that they'll create to work at the A220 plant, there are about five other subcontractor and supplier jobs that will come for each one of those jobs. So,
oh, wow.
That's a pretty big economic impact for this area. You know, that'll be mostly state, region, and Gulf Coast wide.
Incredible. I know we're going to have a lot more to talk about for you to report on going forward as, you know, this wall is stood up, this roof is put on, but they already looking for, I mean, people don't have to wait for the building to go up to try to get these jobs, right? I mean, they can be working on trying to get these jobs now.
Absolutely. The jobs, several of the jobs, not all of them, but they'll come in waves. But some of the jobs have already been posted, and there is a link. In fact, you can find the link to it on our website, WKRG.com. So we posted it there and try to keep it prominent. I know people are interested. We get calls and emails, I think probably one or two every day, people looking, you know, how do I apply for those jobs?
That's great stuff. Exciting news for the city, and I sure appreciate you updating us right here on Midday Mobile. Bill, thanks. We'll check back soon.
Anytime. Thanks, Sean.
All right, Bill Rounds checking in from News 5. He was down there for the groundbreaking. And it's a big deal. I mean, when you put a list like that, four cities that are the biggest in aircraft manufacturing on planet Earth, and put Mobile on that list, that is significant. It's significant. Those jobs, and listen, those jobs beget other jobs if you get a competitive advantage. And people, you know, we can talk about why companies locate here. We've gone through that before. I mean, I don't have to do what the politicians do and say all the, because obviously I'm a homeboy and I get it. I'm our biggest champion around here. But at the same time, it is the tarmac at Brooklyn. It's I-10, I-65. It's the port. It's infrastructure, right? It's these things that go together. Plus, all of us here that can do the job. So that those things add up. But I wonder, not just suppliers to Airbus, but if Airbus gets a significant advantage over competitors there, will you not see maybe some of them try to move a facility there? I mean, think about all the plants that were in Detroit for so long. All the competing companies that were in Michigan making vehicles. There's a reason. Hey, I know, here we go. One of our regular callers and somebody who seems as well-versed as anybody who would have been on the stage today talking about this Airbus deal, David Preston, checking in from Mobile. Hey, David.
Hey, Sean. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. So pretty good news. Exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting. And a couple of things I wanted to mention, basically expand upon what Bill Riles said, was the representative that the new startup, Moxie Airlines, who was being started up by David Neeleman, the former founder and CEO of JetBlue, said, is they bought this, they sought out a plane like the A220 to serve underserved markets. And this is a direct quote, like this one. So I don't.
Yeah,
know
I know.
If
do
that
you
is
see
a
my
hint of things
yeah.
to come?
Yeah. Well, I said in my tweet, I said that we're making all these great planes. Now let's just get some of them flying out of here. Get
yeah,
some more
and
flights.
So like I said, I don't know if that's the thing of a hint of things to come, or if that's just he was just using us as an example, which would be a perfect example of an underserved market. But and then another thing that wasn't mentioned today at the groundbreaking ceremony, but I do know because I follow the aviation manufacturing industry closely, at least amid the news about it. Tom Enders, the CEO of Airbus, in an interview with the Seattle Times aviation reporter at the Farnborough Air Show, said that one of his crowning achievements as CEO of Airbus was the production facility in Mobile and the expansion and growth that it is seeing. So that was kind of very heartwarming to see when that story came out. And it's a great day for Mobile because now that we're going to, once we get up to full production for both facilities, we're going to be producing 10 planes a month. When you're producing that level number of planes, you're going to see suppliers flock to this area because it's going to be profitable for them to be here.
Yeah, and one of the things is, too, there's the ledger sheet and the profitability, but there's also human nature, even if it is a corporation, that once somebody jumps in the pool and the water's fine, there's just a natural reaction to okay it is good, that is the right decision, and they'll move there. They'll let somebody else be the canary in the coal mine, then they go after it.
Yes, and another thing to point out is this: I don't have any inside information on this. This is just a guesstimate on my part, but I think that the UTC, United Technologies Company facility over at the Foley Airport, which makes Pratt & Whitney engines for UTC, will probably become the exclusive provider for engines for planes built in Mobile.
There you go. We'll see. That would make sense, right? It would make sense if you're going to be making big, heavy engines and if you don't have to truck them across the country, unless the price is a lot better somewhere else, you would go. I mean, this is almost, it will get to be, while there's undercurrents of politics, absolutely, national and international and state-to-state politics, those absolutely exist. I think you get a little bit of a, and maybe there's some economics professors out there listening and can agree or disagree, but I think we'll get a little bit of an economics lesson, like a day one lecture course economics lesson on how business builds out and cost of manufacturing, cost of transportation, and being close to markets. What's more important, being closer to the market to deliver the product or being closer to a workforce that makes the price on the product better? I mean, it's almost like you'll be in Econ 101 here. Great news. Either way, great news for the city. Hey, we'll grab some calls, some more calls when we get back. Plus, I have some clips from today's groundbreaking ceremony right here on Midday Mobile. Phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, we will get the latest here from Westwood One News and the very sad story and still developing out of Syria, in northern Syria. Bomb attack claimed by Islamic State has killed U.S. troops. The number has moved some. Let's just say this. We have some of our troops have been killed. That number has moved around. I'll say most are saying 4 have been killed, 3 wounded, although those numbers have moved here. We'll get an update from Westwood One and get Dr. Bill's forecast, and we're coming right back.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
12:35, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here. We'll get to some clips from the event that just wrapped about an hour ago down at Brookley with the announcement of the official groundbreaking for the A220 facility, which is good news. We welcome all those people to town. And while they're here, Enders and Company, if you want to go by and check out what's cool about our city, go by and see my friends at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And Angelo will hook you all up. I mean, what's hot right now? What would you, if Tom Enders walked in there, what would you show him?
I say that the hottest thing right now everybody's been calling and asking about is the 2019 Silver Eagle, which that always puzzles me a little bit because I'm okay not being first in line to get the newest of something when it comes out. I hate crowds and I hate the rushes. But that being said, 2019 Silver Eagles are arriving today, and our phones have literally been burning off the hooks with people calling and asking, wanting to know they want to be the first person in the door to get that 2019 Silver Eagle. So that's going to be the hot thing for the week, I think.
All right. So that's what's going on right now. But should we give the friendly reminder what happens here next month? I don't know, like the 14th day of February?
Yeah, less than a month away, Valentine's Day. And like you and I have always joked about, you know, how can we be surprised when this thing happens every year? You know, like clockwork, it's on the dang calendar, it does not change, and yet it surprises us every year when it comes along. So come by the shop this week, maybe pick up one of those 2019 Silver Eagles for yourself. But before you bust out the door, swing over and take a look at all that jewelry. We have some beautiful diamonds, some beautiful rings. If you need to get an engagement ring, we've got a gorgeous selection of engagement rings available. If you just need a cool gift for Valentine's, get it now, get yourself covered, and keep yourself out of trouble.
All right, give us directions to come see you.
Yeah, we're in Midtown at 2204 Government Street. You can always call us at 725-1590 or go onto Facebook and like and follow Mobile Bay Coins there.
Hey, thanks, Angelo.
Have a good one, Sean.
You too. Angelo checking in for Mobile Bay Coins. Yeah, well, he and I were talking about during the news break. This is one of these big deals. The 600 jobs is a big deal, just like the A330 jobs were a big deal because these are jobs that I think really move a needle in an economy. The pay scale here, I mean, we have industrial jobs around here. Whether you're looking at up and down 43, you're looking at people down to Theodore, and those industrial jobs, let alone jobs with the port, and these are jobs that bring in incomes that move economies, and it's a good deal. So good on y'all, and I can't wait to see more good news. I have a feeling that, number one, like Bill Riles talked about, the suppliers that come along with this, and then you wonder, like David said, how many other companies will look at this and go, okay, well, maybe we need to be doing what they're doing. Let's get a little bit of audio. This was from just about an hour ago, and it's a list of dignitaries here speaking to us, Alabama dignitaries, about how excited they are about the Airbus announcement.
Whenever talking to Washington Terminal is my going, whenever making a new mark, it's always important to sort of look back for some perspective on how we got here. And so to give us some insight and perspective about sort of how we got here, please welcome the mayor of the city of Mobile, Mr. Sandy Simpson, and the president of the Mobile County Commission, Connie Hudson. Welcome.
Commissioner, as you know, today is the latest chapter in an amazing story that began well over a decade ago. Do you remember when Tom Enders, Alan MacArthur, and Ralph Crosby and the Airbus team came and said that they had chosen Mobile, Alabama to be the home of their American manufacturing?
Yes, I do. While the potential of Mobile, I think, was well known by the citizens, the people who live in the city and the county, I think it was really a surprise to the people outside of our area who weren't from the Gulf Coast.
So, but Airbus, they saw the potential. And what they saw was a unique mix of infrastructure, public-private partnerships, and amazing people. They saw in our population a motivated group of Mobilians who they were convinced, who bought into the vision of being able to get the job done for Airbus.
And I think what followed is well known. an Airbus engineering center that helped design some of the most modern, efficient, and passenger-friendly aircraft in the world, an A320 family manufacturing facility that has now delivered more than 100 best-selling jets in the world today. Both operations are joined by a maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility that keeps U.S. Coast Guard aircraft in the air and helps keep our coastal waters safe.
And now, with the addition of the second assembly line, one that will produce the A220, Mobile is poised to do something that no one even dreamed about that could happen. And that was, when combined with the production of the A320 family, the 220, we're going to achieve something, and that will be that we will be looked upon as the fourth largest commercial aviation production site in the world. So if your city is not named Toulouse, or Hamburg, or Seattle, Mobile. That's what it means.
Yes, Mayor. And you know, each one of those cities had nearly a century's head start on Mobile aircraft manufacturing. And I think that truly is an amazing story.
We're going to make that indelible mark. We're going to do it, everybody in this room. That indelible mark is going to be made in Mobile, Alabama.
While they are in Washington, representing the citizens of Alabama and this congressional district, and could not join us for today's ceremony, we're honored to hear virtually from Senators Richard Shelby and Doug Jones, as well as Congressman Bradley Byrd, about how today's new mark will be felt well beyond Mobile. Please direct your attention to the screens.
Airbus has proven to be a critical component to Alabama's continued success in aerospace. Airbus's U.S. manufacturing facility in Mobile has built and delivered over 100 aircraft to U.S. airlines. The new Airbus facility in Mobile, where the innovative A220 will be built, will continue to highlight the company's key role in the growing aerospace and manufacturing industries along the Gulf Coast.
This will have a tremendous impact on the Mobile area, on Alabama, on the region and the country, as we bring more manufacturing jobs to the United States of America, and indeed, high-tech manufacturing jobs. So I want to congratulate everyone involved with all the hard work that they've done. And I can't tell you how proud I am of the workers at Airbus, and the new workers will be coming online there, because they're producing the finest aircraft in the world.
This $300 million investment means over 400 good-paying jobs and a stronger manufacturing and aerospace industry in our state. Not to mention the broader economic impact a major new facility like this will have on the surrounding community. So congratulations to Airbus on making the smart decision to invest again in Alabama's world-class workforce by building this state-of-the-art manufacturing facility. While today's groundbreaking is just a first step, I can't wait to see the new made-in-Alabama A220 aircraft take flight.
Congratulations on this exciting groundbreaking of the A220 U.S. manufacturing facility.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the governor of the great state of Alabama, the Honorable Kay Ivey.
Here at Airbus. As we break ground on the A220 manufacturing facility, We are signifying the expanded presence of Airbus in our great state, but we are also solidifying the fact that Alabama is the place for manufacturing. When we talk about building on our success and our momentum, here's how it's done. We share with our companies our world-class workforce. We provide a business-friendly climate. And for those companies that choose to be made in Alabama, they can expect excellence. And we are thrilled today that Airbus is expanding their production and bringing some 400-plus really good jobs, high-skilled, well-paying jobs to this area. And each one of these 400-plus jobs will be supported by almost 5 additional jobs throughout the community. In fact, this makes us have a virtuous economic impact. It's hard to believe, y'all, that just 6 years ago we weren't producing any airplanes. And here today, we're assembling one of the world's best-selling aircraft. And so today's groundbreaking signals a bright future for Airbus and the future of Alabama. On Monday, during my inaugural address, I stated that in a few very short years, Mobile will become one of the 4 top cities in the world that's producing large commercial aircraft. And we're going to do this under a decade. This milestone will be reached because we have a strong team in place and we have a very strong partnership with Airbus. Secretary of Commerce Greg Canfield, Mayor Sandy Stimson, President of the County Mobile County Commission, Connie Hudson, and all of you local leaders, thank you. Thank you. To our friends at Airbus, Tom and Jeff, thank you for your tremendous leadership. Without you and your dedicated team, we wouldn't be here today. So we are so proud of what you're doing and letting Alabama be a strong part of it. Y'all, Airbus represents all that we're about here in Alabama. Growing opportunities for our people, being innovative, and finding success when we work together. I very much look forward to seeing the outstanding progress that Airbus is going to continue to make over the next 4 years and beyond. Thank you so much again, and may God continue to bless each of you and the great state of Alabama.
All right, so there we go. All the dignitaries got to take their spin. By the way, Governor Ivey, if you're in town and listening, you know, you're invited over here anytime. And just remember, when it comes to session this year and you're walking over there and telling the folks in the House and Senate what's going on, remember where the action is, huh? Okay, we're coming back. More Midday Mobile. Y'all stay close.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, is there anybody in the front office? Can we keep that commercial? I mean, we really can't because it's national. Can we keep that out of the... I had enough of that one. Right. All right, 1253, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Wrapping it up for today because short schedule today with Auburn basketball tonight at 6. My buddy Cam Marston's show, What's Working, going to air next hour. So starting in just about 10 minutes here, What's Working with Cam Marston, talking with Forrest Long, talking about regulator boats. That happens. And then tonight, 6 o'clock, Auburn Tigers basketball right here on FM Talk 106.5. Be back tomorrow morning bright and early for the morning show. I want to run through a couple stories, though, before we finish up here. Things that stood out to me in the news today that's happened since 9 o'clock. looks like the state of Alabama, and according to a story from Lita Gore, Alabama food stamp recipients will see their February benefits on their cards within the next 5 days, which is a workaround required by the ongoing government shutdown. Pretty interesting how we have a shutdown going on, but we have ways to work around all these things. Barry Speer with the Alabama Department of Human Resources said benefits will be on EBT cards prior or on January 20th. The benefits are not an extra payment, but an early distribution to allow the government to fund Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP. USDA announced plans last week as concerns over February food benefits grew. So, I mean, so we're shut down. And, I mean, it's good that people are going to get their money, those that are doing it honestly. But it's like next month they can't. They have the money now, but by next month through some Byzantine system, they won't be able to give that money, so they're going to do it in January for February. They said while the benefits will be loaded early, the expiration date will still remain the same, 12 months. Speer said it's important people remember early benefits must last through February. Again, remind folks, you're getting it, but this is your February money. I know there's probably a solid reason for this, but if we have the money in the coffers, even though we're in the partial shutdown, we have the money now to issue those benefits for SNAP, then why wouldn't they just issue them February 1st? I mean, would the I know there's a reason. I know there's something that the money goes away or something like that happens, but it's wild to think about. They got the money now, can give the money now, but by February 1st, they won't be able to do it. Also, following this really tragic story out of northern Syria, and of course is going to bring up the bigger debate about removing troops from Syria, a bomb attack that has been claimed by ISIS has killed our folks, U.S. troops, northern Syria today. Right now, the numbers have moved around, but once again, the numbers that I see more, three different news groups reporting would be four dead and three wounded for U.S. service members. They said this is in an area of northern Syria. So this would be the town of Manbij, which is controlled by rebels opposed to President Bashar al-Assad. Now, here you go. Let the conspiracies start rolling here. And I'm usually here to pour water on conspiracies, but I would say at least it needs to be researched here. You say ISIS did it, but I wouldn't be shocked if they did. But also, if you were a group that wanted to keep the United States in Syria, wouldn't there be a temptation? Not saying they did it. I don't know. I mean, I'm looking at just breaking news here. I mean, wouldn't that at least be one of the places one of the rocks you would turn over to see if it was put? Now ISIS has claimed it, and you know, maybe they did it, maybe not. But the real point is here is we have four Americans dead, four U.S. troops dead, three wounded in this blast. And what will this mean for the discussion? Does this mean stay? Does this mean leave? You know, what will the reaction by we the people be as we digest this into tomorrow? Will this be a call to stick it out, to stay there? And, you know, obviously the problem's not fixed. I better go get ISIS because they're not defeated. Or will it be, this is what I'm talking about, this is why we need to go? It's a sad story. Now, just coming in this news. Once again, four dead, three wounded in northern Syria. More on this coming up in Westwood One News Updates. And we'll check in with News 5 next hour as well. And it's Cam Marston. What's working? I'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock for Mobile Mornings right here on FM Talk 106.5. Y'all have a great one. Remember, podcast of the show available over at fmtalk1065.com. Just click that podcast tab, or better yet, subscribe iTunes, Stitcher, find a podcast on Spotify and TuneIn Radio.